The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The FT.
Hello, I'm Ludovic Hunter-Tilney. Welcome to the FT Culturecast. This is the latest installment in the series The Life of a Song. Any biblical scholars listening in 2006 to Robbie Williams' disastrous electro-rap experiment Rudebox, career suicide in his words, would have been surprised to discover, amid the album's terrible raps and laboured Pet Shop Boys tributes, a passage of choruses lifted from the Old Testament. Kiss Me With Your Mouth, Your Love Is Better Than Wine, Williams sings in Kiss Me. The song is a cover of a 1985 hit by Stephen Tin Tin Duffy, and the reference is to the opening lines of the Song of Solomon. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. It is a suitably incongruous context in which to find the Bible's most unusual book, a Song of Songs that has left a rich trail in pop music. The Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, is a poem that takes the form of a duet between lovers. The language is erotic, a symphony of allusions to touch, sight and smell. Lips resemble a thread of scarlet, tongues taste of honey and milk, breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Perhaps you have to be an Aramaic shepherd to really get that last one. As there is no mention of God, much exegetical energy has been spent trying to distance the verses from associations with worldly love. In Judaic tradition, they are understood as an allegory of God's love for the Jewish people. Christians treat it as an account of Christ's love for the church or God's love for the Virgin Mary. But none of these pious interpretations can hide the simple truth about the Song of Solomon. It's about sex. A tasteful veil falls over its carnal nature in popular music, too. The crooner, Perry Como, adopted its alternative title in Song of Songs, crooning about a night of bliss amid the roses. Sappy orchestral pop made the bliss sound as risque as holding hands.
Song of Songs, O night of bliss, when you were my whole world of love.
The 1929 film The Lady of the Pavements featured racy Lupe Velez, the Mexican spitfire, starring as a prostitute. In one scene she warbles the Irving Berlin-penned waltz, Where is the Song of Songs for Me?, a sweet romantic ditty in Hollywood's Tart with a Heart lineage. To the Scottish poet Robert Burns, the Song of Solomon was the smuttiest sang that e'er was sung. His sang a-sangs is a' that. Nick Cave, who balances a keen interest in smut with an equally keen interest in Christianity, has spoken of it having a massive impact on him, an entree into a world of pure imagination. Leonard Cohen's work is deeply imbued with its sensual, mystical spirit, yet Cohen carefully treads around the Song of Solomon. His poem, The Traitor, cast Solomon's dark but comely female protagonist as a suntanned woman, upon whose thighs Cohen lingers a fatal moment. Yet when he turned the poem into a song in 1979, a reference to Solomon's Rose of Sharon was changed to the Rose of High Romance, as though rejecting too insistent an influence. Its apotheosis in pop lies in Kate Bush's The Song of Solomon. Released on her 1993 album The Red Shoes, and revisited on 2011's The Director's Cut, the song is a masterpiece of desire. Harp and piano circle with seductive deliberation around Bush as she calls out to a lover, phrasing the word sexuality with such drawn-out longing it becomes a mini-song in its own right. She is accompanied by female voices, the trio Bulgarka from Bulgaria, whose murmured chants add a numinous background to her expression of physical yearning. In an aggressively sexualized culture, it sounds as calm and as dignifying as devotional music.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.